Today is Wednesday, July 14th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage. You might be wondering how the Democrats from Texas who fled to D.C. to avoid allowing the passage of an extremely restrictive voting rights bill are doing, and if their plan was a success. Turns out it is not going great. Governor Greg Abbott threatened these Democrats with arrest the moment they returned to Texas and threatened to detain them inside the Texas Capitol until the voter suppression bill is voted on. House Republicans also authorized state troopers to find and corral missing legislators, while the still-working Texas State Senate passed new voting restrictions while the Democrats were gone. However, Texas Democrats were realistic about the limits of their plan and acknowledged that they were just buying time, adding that only federal legislation would prevent some of these new restrictions from becoming law. In other words, this is just some desperate performance art to get the Democrats in Congress to do something. If you've been paying attention to the recent spate of Russian cyber attacks, the most aggressive of the groups, known as Revil, suddenly went offline early Tuesday morning. They did so amidst negotiations over ransom payments and even brought down the page where they boasted about their successful extortion schemes. However, it is unclear what brought down the hacking group or if it was the United States responding to recent attacks on a large number of U.S. companies. Another alternative theory is that Vladimir Putin ordered the sites taken down in a gesture towards heeding Biden's warning to stop the cyber attacks. Though I feel like that theory is not something Vladimir Putin would ever actually do. But I could be wrong. If you're feeling like there's unrest absolutely everywhere, you would be right. South Africa is currently experiencing protests and rioting that were set off by the arrest of the former president, Jacob Zuma. And so far, the death toll from the protests has climbed to 72 people. The violence broke out after Zuma began serving a 15-month prison sentence for contempt of court on Thursday. He had refused to comply with a court order to testify at a state-backed inquiry that was investigating allegations of corruption while he was president from 2009 to 2018. As with the unrest in Cuba and Haiti, South Africa's 60 million citizens are living in dire economic circumstances, with an unemployment rate of 32% and half the population living in poverty. These conditions, combined with the pandemic, propelled the protests that were triggered by Zuma's arrest into more serious riots and looting. And lastly, after months of it being in decline, COVID cases in the United States are on the rise again, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. According to Johns Hopkins University data, infections climbed to an average about 23,600 per day this past Monday, up from 11,300 less than a month ago on June 23rd. At this time, only 55.6% of all Americans have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, according to the CDC. Which would not only indicate getting an F in school, but also indicates that we are nowhere near herd immunity. And I'm sure this message isn't relevant to anyone listening to this podcast, but get your fucking vaccine if you haven't, and you can. Meanwhile, representatives from Pfizer met with the United States regulators this week to discuss the potential need for booster shots. Officials said that after the meeting that more data and possibly several more months would be needed before regulators could determine whether booster shots were necessary. And I am more than happy to take a booster shot if needed, but I really just don't feel like dealing with the vaccination appointment website again. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements. If you're enjoying these daily updates, you can help support this show and keep it growing by pressing follow on your Spotify and or rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. And of course, I really appreciate all of your support and feedback. For more in-depth and hilarious discussion on today's most important issues, be sure to tune in to the Betches Up podcast every Monday through Friday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.